3.
Thank you.
Good evening, and we welcome all of you this evening on this candlelight Christmas Eve service, and we welcome our guests and visitors this evening. A very wonderful occasion that we celebrate the birth of the night of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ's birth. I just have a couple announcements this evening. First of all, at the end of the service, following the message, there'll be a duet by Jeanette and Barb, and then following that, we'll all gather around a sanctuary, and you should have received a candle. If you haven't, make sure you get one, and we're all going to sing all those Christmas carols there. They're very familiar. You won't need the words, I don't think. You just sing along with us. The other announcement I have is that we will be taking an offering tonight. The offering tonight will be going to our sharing cupboard. And then as you leave the sanctuary this evening, deposit the candles as you leave. So let us enter into our time of worship. Thank you, Barb. Let's all stand and sing our opening hymn, O Come, All You Faithful. O Come, All You Faithful. Would you stand, please?
Turn. birthday, Jesus. Not so glad it's Christmas. All the girls are in belt. It's a night, but with it is you. Happy birthday, Jesus. I'm so glad it's Christmas. All the carols and bells make the holidays well. And the first gift is you. Happy birthday, Jesus. Jesus, I love you. Happy birthday, Jesus. I'm so glad it's Christmas. All the carols and bells and the presents are nice. But first gift is you. Happy birthday, Jesus. I'm so glad it's Christmas. All the carols and bells make the holiday swell. And this gift is you. Happy birthday, Jesus. Jesus, I love you. I love Jesus.
This time we'll have a candle, the lighting of the Christ candle reading.
Welcome all of you on the night before Christ was born. Tonight's Bible reading is from Isaiah 9, 2 through 7. Hear the word of the Lord. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light, and on those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nations and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning and will roll fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from the time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. The prophet Isaiah is speaking about a future day of hope. The people of God were living in a time of spiritual darkness. The Babylonians destroyed Jerusalem, and the people of God were living in captivity to Babylon. This is when Isaiah tells the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who have dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. This future light would become our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came into our world in order to give people hope for a Savior. Tonight, we celebrate the birth of our Savior. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. This Christmas Eve, may we all know how much we are loved by God through the giving of the greatest gift, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Our kind Heavenly Father, we thank you for that you are a God who can change our darkness into the hope of your light. We pray for all of those who are living in a spiritual darkness, that you will break into their lives and give them hope in you. We thank you for this opportunity to worship you in this Christmas Eve service. We pray for the many people in our church who are homebound and sick. We pray that you give them the hope that they need to live in your glory each day. And we pray that you would receive the light, that we would receive the light of Jesus Christ and receive him into our hearts tonight. And may we leave this place knowing more about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In his name we pray, amen. Christ's candle burning bright chasing away the darkness with light. Make candles of glimmering bright the blessing of God this holy night.
Angels we have heard on high, Gloria in excelsis Deo, glory to God in the highest, is the Latin version of the song which tells of what the angels sang on the night of the Nativity, and a hymn using these words was used in the Christian church as early as the second century. Telephorus, who became the Bishop of Rome in 129, stated that on the holy night of the Nativity, the people should solemnly sing the angels' hymn at the public church services. It is assumed by many that this hymn was undoubtedly one of the first purely Christian hymns of the early church. The choral refrain in the carol, Angels We Have Heard on High, seems to have been taken from a Latin chorale of the last medieval period, while the first section is of French secular origin. In England, this carol is called Westminster Carol from the fact that it is often sung in the Westminster Chapel during the Christmas season. Lo, how a rose e'er blooming. Although flower carols were common among the early carols, this cannot be classed as one of them, since the reference to a rose and the tender stem is based directly on the following scripture passage. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of its roots. Isaiah 11, verse 1. Lo, how a rose are blooming is the 15th century German origin. A German hymnologist of the past century thinks it originated in the Diocese of Trier, which was probably used as a Twelfth Night carol. The words were first published together with the melody in the Spiergesangbuch in Cologne in the year 1600. The enchanting choral arrangement of the melody was made by Michael Pretorius, first appearing in the Musée Sinoé in 1609.
Foretold it, the rose. This song I'm going to sing was recorded by Becky Kelly, and the inspiration for the song came from her nephew asked his mother when they were at the mall and they saw this line for Santa. He asked, "Where's the line to see Jesus?" And when that was told to the grandfather, he then started writing this song, and with the help of another one, they wrote this song called "Where's the Line to See Jesus."
People filling the mall, children waiting for Santa with excitement and glee. Little boy tugged my sweater, looked up and asked me, "Where's the line to see Jesus?
To our time of taking up our offering, and let's bow our heads for our offertory prayer. Father, we thank you for the greatest gift that you have given us, which is Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And Lord, as we take up this offering this evening, Lord, we are mindful of the needs all around us, Lord, with the Sharing Cupboard. We thank you for the ministry that the Sharing Cupboard does. We pray blessings upon that ministry. We pray that we would always have a heart to give to you. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. While we take up the offering, the hymn will be "Joy to the World."
Thank you.
The scripture reading for tonight is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. Hear the word of the Lord. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Let us pray. We thank you, Lord, for your words of scripture this evening. We pray, Lord, that you guide every word that I speak. In meditation of heart, Lord, that Jesus Christ will be glorified. In his name we pray. Amen. The birth of Jesus Christ. It's a story that should never get old. We should never get tired of hearing this story. It's always fresh, always new, always comforting to us. Always a message that gives us hope. It should always be celebrated. And I want to focus tonight's message on the manger scene, since we had a live manger scene this evening. And I believe God used the manger scene because each character in the manger scene represents one of us. You know, everyone has their favorite character in a manger scene. Just talk to anyone who's been in a live manger scene. Some want to be angels. Some want to be shepherds. Some want to be the wise men. Some want to be Mary or Joseph. I'd like to be Herod. I was Herod tonight in the manger scene. I was Herod, the bad guy. One of the young kids came up to me and says, "You're a pastor. You should not be playing Herod tonight." I assured her that I was just acting the part. I wasn't really Herod. And of course, we always want to find the perfect baby to play Jesus, which is always a hard, something hard to find in a live manger scene. But the truth of Christ's birth is that he came for all these people, different as they were. Jesus came for the shepherds. The shepherds were simple.
They were the ones who first heard the news of Christ's birth. And shepherds in Bible times were people who were the despised people. No one wanted to be around a shepherd. They were kind of smelly since they were out in the fields. They worked outside in the fields. They were poor. People were known to not want to have shepherds as their neighbors. But the shepherds were also hard workers, very dedicated to their job. Describes some of us who we are. Jesus came for the shepherds. And Jesus came when they were just doing their normal work on the job, when the angels came to them. Jesus came for the wise men. The wise men were the people who were highly educated. They were teachers, instructors. They learned philosophy and medicine and natural science. They were instructors for kings. Wise men were, they studied the stars and were fascinated with the constellation of the stars. Wise men were also interpreters of dreams. And some of them could also foretell the future from the stars. The wise men also came from the east, which was a foreign place compared to Israel, God's people. But somehow the wise men knew that Jesus would be born if they just followed one star. Only God could have made that possible. Only God could have made that connection to the wise men. So Jesus came for the wise men. Jesus came for Mary and Joseph. Mary and Joseph were two very dedicated parents. Young and inexperienced as Mary was, she was still a very dedicated mother. And Joseph was a very obedient father. They put the safety of their newborn child as their highest priority, as they were faithful to God, as God led them through the dangers of Herod and Augustus. Jesus came for all the Marys and Josephs. And Jesus even came for all the Herods and Augustuses of the world. These were the ones who were power hungry. Power hungry, and they committed crimes against God's people that were horrific. Herod and Augustus. Yet somehow Herod knew about the influence that Jesus would have on the people. And I was just thinking, if only there would have been someone who could have gotten through to Herod that he needed a savior, he could have been saved before he died. And this is why Jesus came, for all the people of power who need to hear the truth of the good news of Jesus Christ. And no matter which character you like to play in the manger scene, we can't forget the angels. The angels were the ones who announced the good news of the birth of Jesus. They represented God's power, God's majesty, God's glory in a world that was dominated with powerful rulers and nations. And God had to find a way to get through. He had to find a way to get the word out about the birth of Jesus. And he used the angels to get the word out. In fact, it was a multitude of the heavenly host who praised God and said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And the Bible says that all those who heard this news of Christ's birth marveled at those things which were told to them by the shepherds. Which tells us that the people were just amazed at what God had just done with Christ's birth. And so should we. All of us tonight need to be amazed at what God has done when he came to earth in a baby. The story never gets old. Let us pray. We thank you, Lord, for how you came to earth, the manner that you came, through majesty, through glory, through the simple shepherds, through the educated wise men. Lord, you speak through so many people, and you came for all people. And we pray, Lord, this evening, that we would take in the good news of Jesus Christ for ourselves. And we just pray that we would do what Mary did. She pondered it in her heart. We pray that we would do that as well this evening. We thank you, Lord, and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. This time we'll have the song Ave Maria.
In ora mortis.
want to thank all of our musical performers this evening. And now it's time for you to get your candles out. And we're going to stand around a circle. We're going to sing five favorite Christmas carols. Thank you.
lights that are lit here tonight, Lord, we pray that we would just take these lights into our hearts to know, Lord, that that is Jesus Christ's birth among us. We pray that each one here, Lord, would have a joyful and blessed Christmas. Be with our many families right now as they gather together, Lord. And we pray that you be with us and lead us back here again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.